Did you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
This is the Superhuman channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Tuesday, which means one thing and one thing only, that the first hour is dedicated to my good friend Rob Regish. And when we do the Blueprint Power Hour, later in the show, we're going to talk about something that no one's talking about. No one. None of the physicians are talking about, but should be talking about. Blood viscosity. And we're not talking about hematocrit, folks. There is now a way to test blood viscosity. Why is it important? Well, it could just save your life, especially if you're a man on TRT or a woman on HRT. So you're not going to want to miss the second half of today's show. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing great, man. How about you?
You know, Stephen Lay and I were having a conversation this morning. Because, you know, I've got this thing out for The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
And I said, you know, you can tell if his show is successful at making people healthy by the advertisements that they run. And think about it. The advertisements that they run on The Wizard of Oz's show are for pharmaceutical drugs like antidepressants and cholesterol-lowering drugs, for incontinence products. I mean, really, is his audience healthy? If that
right.
is who the advertisers are reaching through that audience? And because I laughed and I said, the only way we're ever going to do an incontinence product like a diaper is for people who are just squatting a little too heavy. You know, you may have a little accident. You know what I mean? But clearly not sitting there watching The Wizard of Oz and tinkling on yourself. Our audience would never do that. So,
it's a good point, man.
Yeah. So there you go. Oh, it's always great to have you on the show. So Rob brings the game every time he comes on the show. We got great questions. Let's start right out. The first one comes from Michael Lippelt. He says, I'm sitting on a lot of kitchen sink pre-workout products. 20 minutes pre-workout. I'm using 6 caps of Synthogen, 40 grams of Carbolin, and a kitchen sink pre-workout. Are there any ingredients I should avoid in pre-workout products when used in conjunction with Synthogen? For example, if there is a sprinkle of various BCAAs and other compounds, such as tyrosine, taurine, or even creatine mono, will any of these negatively affect the specific amino acid ratios of Synthogen? And thanks for sharing your wisdom so freely. The SHR listeners are lucky to have you. I agree.
Well, I appreciate your comments, Michael, and yours, Carl. Really do. The answer to your question is this. It's best to avoid pre-workouts containing branched-chain essential or any other isolated amino acid while dosing Synthogen.
Rob, your phone is crackling up. We heard branched chain amino acids, and then you cracked up after that. So just repeat from that point forward. And
anything containing branched chain, essential, or other isolated amino acids while dosing Synthogen, you want to stay away from. While the additional stimulants, carbs, and creatine aren't problematic, those additional aminos just may be. Here's why. The precise ratio of essential aminos in Synthogen is predicated in part upon research published in two of the world's most prestigious medical journals, that being the American Journal of Physiology and Journal of Sports Sciences. Those studies showed human subjects given a very specific, their word, not mine, ratio of essential amino acids before weight training increased protein synthesis by almost 600%. Therefore, I'd be reluctant to ingest any pre-workout containing branched chain, essential, or other amino acids. The real end game, though, is recovery, and it's here where Synthogen shines. Essential amino acids alone will only get you so far. They won't replenish ATP, build carnosine stores, nucleotide pools, or recycle protein synthetic machinery in the liver like Synthogen does. Even creatine comes up short. Quoting from a recent blog post by our friend Adele Musa at Supversity.com, creatine can do much, but it can't accelerate skeletal muscle repair after a workout. So, final word. Many of the pre-workouts on the market today are fine products. They allow you to train harder and longer than you otherwise could. The downside is that by doing so, you dig a deeper hole insofar as your ability to recover from those demanding training sessions. The trick is to balance that equation by putting back, and Synthogen puts back like no other. Too many trainees are burned out and overtrained due to not finding the right balance, and the price that's paid comes in the form of a plateau. So if you've been using a pre-workout and the gains just aren't coming, please do consider putting back, or the other half of that equation, as much as you take out. It may just be what the doctor ordered. I hope that helps, Michael.
Okay, next question from Panos Antonakos. He says, I know it's on short notice, but my BP question, this is not blood pressure, folks, this is blueprint. My BP question is, what is the minimum time in fasting in order to have protein reset, and what would be the optimal protocol, 16-8, 18-6, et cetera? Thanks, and keep up the excellent show.
Yeah, this is an insightful
Rob, I didn't know question. That you spoke telephonics.
Was that you?
Yeah, no, it wasn't me.
Okay. This is a great question, Panos, and we're starting to get a clearer picture now based largely upon the anecdotal data from people practicing various forms of intermittent fasting. Now, it's important to point out that no matter what anybody tells you, the human studies on intermittent fasting just aren't there yet. The research on humans is scarce and less consistent than the animal research showing benefits, both benefits, insulin sensitivity being the most consistent outcome, and risks, impaired glucose tolerance in women. Having said that, there are currently 5 different intermittent fasting diets being practiced by bodybuilders and life extensionists. 1, alternate day fasting. 2, the warrior diet. 3, 24-hour fasting once or twice a week. 4, the fast 5 approach, 19 hours fasting, 5 hours feeding, and then lean gains, 16 hours fasting, 8 hours feeding. The tie that binds is obviously different periods in duration insofar as how long you fast and how long you're refeeding. If you're looking to put on muscle, I favor the 16 hours of fasting, 8 hours refeeding approach. If, however, your goals involve recomp or cutting, I'd favor the warrior diet, which tilts the fasting to feeding window to 20 hours and 4 hours, respectively. And you needn't be concerned with training fasted equals massive muscle loss, right? I was listening to a show just recently, Carl, where you interviewed some doctor about a study that kind of blew the lid off that.
Stu Michael, I can't think of his last name, but from the university in, McMaster's University in Canada. They've done some amazing, research on fasted training, and it's not true. You don't go catabolic.
Yeah. So here's the bottom line, Panos. The minimum time for a protein reset appears to be 16 hours. Now, I do feel that can be stretched to 20 hours or longer in certain soma types. But you need to be careful here, ectomorphs in particular. If you think you're at risk of losing muscle while fasting, I would strongly encourage you to ingest some essential amino acids during that time and opt for a longer refeed window, 8 hours versus 4, for example, to mitigate any potential muscle loss. I hope that helps, Panos.
That's a great answer right there, and right on time for the break. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We have a question from Rob Robertson. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Mass Pro Synthogen, when you train with it, you gain with it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Minds
BuiltBar.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, where we're talking today with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob answers listeners' questions. Hey, Rob, you know what else glucosamine and chondroitin is good for? Aside from making your skin pretty, it's good for your stomach. It actually increases the mucosal barrier in the stomach. If you take the raw powder, if you buy the GLC 2000 raw powder, not in capsules, and throw it in your mouth and wash it down with water, not only are you getting the benefit for your joints and your skin, but it can actually help you achieve a healthier gut because it increases the mucosal production in the gut.
Yeah, that product should have never been put in capsules, glucosamine chondroitin. I mean, I know people prefer caps, but really, with the gram amounts that you need, you know, GLC 2000 is, you know, don't take my word for it. Use both. You'll see the difference.
Oh, no doubt. And you know what? I like the powder. I just throw it in my mouth and I wash it down with some water. I don't think I need caps for that. But anyway, okay, so let's get on to a question at hand. This is from Rob Robertson. He says, Rob, on Superhuman Radio, you laid out a workout plan using the body as resistance. If I wanted to start this type of body weight training, would I do the routine mentioned 1, 2, or 3 times a week? Or should it be mixed in with my weight training sessions? What do you think?
Well, if functional strength is your goal, Rob, there's no better way to pursue it than by mastering what are known as the big six bodyweight moves outlined in Paul Wade's Convict Conditioning. Now, Brooks Kubik's dinosaur bodyweight training is the perfect adjunct to that. But be that as it may, traditional weight training needn't be ignored in this equation. It just needs to be intelligently weaved in. And to that end, I'd recommend the following. Two sessions devoted to mastering four of those big six. One-arm push-ups and pull-ups on day one, and single-legged squats and hanging leg raises on day two. The third day in this rotation should be devoted to traditional weight training. And there, Jim Wendler's 5-3-1 or Bill Starr's classic 5x5 programming fits like a glove. With respect to workout frequency, it's always a moving target, and this point can't be overstated enough. Any fixed training frequency will eventually result in overtraining. The reason being, as you grow stronger and lift more weight for more repetitions, it logically follows that the stresses increase on your body. You absolutely must periodically insert extra rest days or deload, which I'll get to allow your body the time it needs to supercompensate and grow larger and stronger. So, in practice, a one-on-one-off workout frequency will eventually have to be dialed back to a one-on-two-off. Now, it's best to periodically reevaluate once every 10 days or so, because your body is going to start to give you signs when it's had enough. How will you know when the time is right? When your body starts to give you these signals. I boiled it down to six. 1, strong disinclination to train. 2, niggling little injuries that just don't go away. 3, poor or disrupted sleep. 4, frequently catching colds or becoming sick. 5, sudden loss of appetite. Or 6, unexplained weight loss. Now, if you're still not in touch with that kind of body wisdom, the fail-safe option is to deload every fourth week. The simplest way to do that is to cut the weights you've been using in half for that week. And that's going to typically strike most trainees as counterintuitive and difficult to do. Yet, it's the key to avoiding overtraining. And those with the discipline to do so will be rewarded with newfound strength in the weeks that follow. Final word. You wouldn't expect to play your best round of golf with just woods or just irons. In the same fashion, bodyweight work complements traditional weight training. There's a time and a place for both. Your challenge is to find the right balance. If it's real-world functional strength you're after, then this 2 days of bodyweight work rotated with 1 day of weight training is optimal, in my opinion. Just make sure managing your workout frequency is on your priority list. I hope that helps, Rob.
Yeah, you know what's something, you talk about body wisdom. I mean, I really try to pay attention to how I'm feeling now, much more so than ever before. And one of the things that I've noticed when I am not overtrained, I wake up in the morning, and I'm a jokester to begin with. Humor is like an important part of my life, but I didn't notice that I lost my morning humor until it came back. And I would start kidding around in the morning with people, and I thought to myself, wow, I must feel good.
Yeah.
Because I'm joking around in the morning. And then I thought to myself, wow, I haven't been doing that in a while. I must not have felt good.
Yeah. It just happened to me again. I took a complete week off except for cardio, got back in the gym, one-arm push-ups I was doing with a 15-pound dumbbell behind my back. It jumped to 25 pounds for the same number of reps.
Yeah.
So,
if your goal is to get, that's why I tell people, start asking yourself, what is the end point of all of this? Why are you doing it? Are you doing it so that you can prove that you can completely crush yourself by the weight? Or is it to really get stronger and have it contribute to overall health? And if the answer is the latter, then look at a guy who just took a week off and came back stronger.
Yeah, it's not about clocking up gym hours. It's about getting stronger.
Yeah, I mean, this is really, I can't say it enough. What is your end point? You must ask yourself that. Okay, the next question comes from Johnny Gray. Because I just heard the episode where you exposed a product called Laxogenin. After having it sent to Patrick Arnold for testing, I used a product called Mesobolan a long time ago, which I think you said was Laxogenin. It worked great for me, and I've been looking for it ever since. My question is, where can I find, and why is it so hard to come by?
Yeah, this is a long story, but I'm going to try to break it down for everyone. Circa the mid-1990s, Loxogenin was first sold in this country under the brand name Mesoblin by Amino Discounters. Don't be fooled by the current Mesoblin that's out there. It's not even close. The chemist that formulated the original, he then went to prison on GHB-related charges, and the product disappeared shortly thereafter. When he was released, it reappeared in the form of Anabolica, distributed by Maxwell Research, and Loxogenin, sold by Maxim Rejuvenation out of Florida. Both are long gone. The chemist that made Loxogenin passed away over a year ago. Now, having said that, Loxogenin is closely related to a compound known as 25R. 25R was discovered by none other than former Soviet scientist Dr. V.N. Sirov in 1976. And of the multiple saponogenin analogs studied, several were found to be effective in, quote-unquote, augmenting the total amount of protein in muscle tissue. Sirov and his team also found that these analogs displayed anabolic activity without raising hormone levels. In fact, one of these analogs was tested prior in a competitive binding inhibition study at Baylor University. And that study showed that the product in question, the analog, did not bind to either the androgen or estrogen receptor, even at high enough concentrations that saturated the medium. Consequently, 25R and its cousins are presumed to work via the same mechanism ECDI does, ecdysterone, a non-hormonal increase in messenger RNA translation. Here's the bottom line. I'm not comfortable recommending any standalone Loxogenin product right now. This due to the fact that the company selling the product don't seem to even understand it. They're literally cutting and pasting old, inaccurate ad copy. And, of course, Pat Arnold's findings. Sadly, Loxogenin has a bad rap now because of this. I am aware, however, that there are efforts underway to find Loxogenin's big brother. At least two different supplement companies have contacted me, and we've been discussing a standalone Loxogenin's appeal in the marketplace. The issue being, this class of product has a cult, read, small, but loyal following. So if and when it becomes available again, Johnny, you'll be the first to hear about it right here on the Power Hour.
Cool. Yeah. Next question comes from Jason Lelou. He says, on gamma GH or GABA, what's the window of opportunity there? I take it at night before bed, but say something happens and I have to stay up longer. Is it wasted after 15 minutes? Do you still get the bump in GH, but maybe don't take full effect from it?
Yeah, Gamma GH is the brand of GABA that Jason is referring to. It's pure HPLC, HPCS-tested GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, and nothing else, which is another issue for another time. GABA is the chief inhibitory neurotransmitter found in your central nervous system. Unlike a lot of supplements, it imparts a very noticeable effect and has some solid research showing oral doses do, in fact, boost GH. For example, a 2008 study published in Medicine and Science and Sports Exercise found that just 3 grams of GABA taken prior to training boosted biologically active GH by 480%. And it's important to point out that even when the men were not training, GABA raised their GH levels. In that case, taking 3 grams found GH peaking at the 60-minute mark, albeit only by about a third of what's seen of when the same amount is taken dosed pre-workout. Now, still, a third elevation in growth hormone above baseline is significant, so you're not wasting it if you need to stay awake a bit longer. Interestingly enough, when the same dose prior to exercise was administered, GH levels peaked at the 30-minute mark, not 60, and again, were 3 times higher. They remained elevated above baseline for 90 minutes. Final word. GABA is one of the few supplements with solid research backing it, and it comes at an attractive price point. It's important to dose that GABA on an empty stomach such that it crosses the blood-brain barrier. Once it crosses, you may experience a distinct flushing effect and shortness of breath. It is transient and harmless in most, but it's going to spook those who aren't expecting it. Preferred dosing is 3 grams about 15 to 20 minutes prior to your workout. You should be aware GABA does, and or can rather, make you drowsy, though I found no problems using it alongside a pre-workout. You need to make sure your pre-workout doesn't contain any amino acids, though, given they will compete and win with GABA for entry across the blood-brain barrier, washing out its effects. I hope that helps, Jason.
I would think that GABA and tryptophan would work good in together, because they're both successful. GABA and leucine would work good together, because leucine has the ability to attach itself to the serotonin receptor and mitigate fatigue. And then you have the central nervous system relaxing effects of GABA simultaneously. So one would think that you would have this smooth, powerful cruising feeling, because you're not feeling fatigued, but you're also not amped up as well. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if memory serves, leucine is a large neutral amino and may compete with GABA. I'd have to go back and look it up. To stay on the safe side, you know, I separate their dosing, and okay, you know, until we get further info on it, you know, to
yeah,
play.
Yeah, because GABA's going for specifically for the GABA receptor, the same
right
one that benzodiazepines do, and leucine seems to have an affinity to the serotonin receptor, which is why some people say it mitigates fatigue. So I just thought that was interesting. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have a question from Jim Longy. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Blueprint Power Hour is brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. Read the raves all over the internet about people who are using Mass Pro with amazing success, me included. Check it out, Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you gain with it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin patch Watch banner ad today. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gage Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Yes, I was doing my box squats during the break. Okay.
Good man.
Yeah, you know, you got to keep active. I'm like a shark. If I stop moving, I'm going to die. All right, so Jim Longhi says, I read with interest your Blueprint Bulletin newsletter. Fantastic stuff and brought back memories of the old Muscle Media 2000. Wow, that's a compliment right there.
Yeah.
Lots of hardcore, no BS information. My question is about Tagamet. You mentioned it prolonged the life of certain drugs like caffeine, SSRIs, etc. Any real-world feedback yet? Thanks again for all you do. I never miss a Power Hour. It's my favorite show.
Yeah, well, for those interested, you can get a free copy of the Blueprint Bulletin by emailing me at theblueprintarmy@gmail.com, and I'll have it out to you. But to answer your question, Jim, in fact, I've garnered quite a bit of feedback from people that have taken the plunge that are using Tagamet, active ingredient there being cimetidine, both standalone and in conjunction with other supplements. So here then are the cliff notes. People are reporting an enhanced effect when using alongside Kratom, which we discussed last week, increasing both its punch and duration of action. The appetite suppression properties are pronounced for those using it in between or just prior to meals. It is particularly useful at night for appetite suppression as it doesn't stimulate the central nervous system. And I hear that from a lot of people. They like that about this Tagamet. I'd go so far as to say appetite suppression is its strongest, most consistently reported attribute. It does prolong the duration of caffeine, with many reporting their caffeine buzz feels stronger and lasts longer. You should also know this. The list is long of other pharmaceutical drugs that it negatively interacts with, so you need to do your homework. I can't underscore that enough. The most curious piece of feedback, though, was from a regular GABA user and came as a complete surprise, both to him and to me. He was shocked to find that when he dosed even large amounts of GABA on an empty stomach, there was no flushing effect typically seen when his 5-gram dose was ingested. Now, I just discussed that. It almost feels, when your hand or foot falls asleep.
Yeah, it's called paresthesia. It's tingling in the hands and feet, and then you'll feel a momentary but very, very noticeable shortness of breath. You'll feel like you have to take a lot of deep breath really quickly, and it's just a central nervous system adaptation that's occurring.
Yeah, and so, but here's what happened, though. Tagamet completely negated this feeling of paresthesia and shortness of breath that most users experience, or at least this user did. Exactly what's causing it is still a mystery, and it remains to be seen whether this means Tagamet prevents GABA from crossing the blood-brain barrier. I have a sneaking suspicion that it does, but I need to look into it further.
That's going
to
be my bet, too. That's my bet, too.
Yeah. For now, I'd recommend against, then, using Tagamet and cimetidine, Tagamet active ingredient being cimetidine, on those days you use GABA. It does, however, do a wonderful job, in my opinion, at suppressing appetite, which is consistent with the studies and the research done on such.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so here we go. The next question comes from Phil Clark. He says, I'm 52 years young, and as I get younger, I have a harder time with the size of my arms. Actually, they have gotten smaller. On the other hand, my back and legs are no problem. What's up with this?
Well, there are several plausible explanations. What's really needed here, though, is a plan. So I'd recommend the following. First, I'd check into the loading, in other words, your training, the loading that you're doing for arms in terms of total tonnage versus your back and legs. It may be that you need to bring that loading into sync or otherwise prioritize your arms. More often, though, trainees perform too much direct arm work, and as a result, their arms never grow. Now, when that same trainee focuses solely on basic, heavy, compound pushing and pulling movements, their arms start to grow again. At the top of that list is the humble chin-up, and I would suggest the palms-up, close-grip variety, or performing them with a pronated grip, palms facing each other, if your setup allows for it. The reason, no matter how much weight you use, curls are an isolation movement that work the bicep through only one joint, that being the elbow. Chin-ups, on the other hand, are a compound movement working the bicep through two joints, the shoulder and elbow, origin and insertion. That's how your muscles are designed to work. Pulling the body up is a very natural movement pattern consistent with our evolution. It also results in greater NMA, or neuromuscular activation, due to the fact you're moving the body and the weight through space simultaneously. The message, the electrical message from your brain, shoots down your spinal cord through a vertebrae, transverses a nerve that runs to the muscle group, telling it to contract, is much stronger whenever you move the body and weight through space. Finally, because of that, I would suggest you visit a chiropractor to check for subluxations or other issues going on, I suspect, in the cervical vertebrae. When that occurs, the electrical message to the muscle is compromised, and growth, the message to the muscle to grow doesn't happen. In other words, all that hard work you're pouring in, there's a blockage there.
Right.
Professional wrestler Paul Orndorff is the classic example. To this day, his right arm appears withered in comparison to his left. The injury to his spine that caused that took place during a botched move in 1986 when he was wrestling Hulk Hogan. He was making big money at the time and had a long run on top with Hogan, main eventing all over the country. And he didn't want to take time off to allow the injury to heal. As a result, he suffered permanent damage, and despite ferocious training on his part to rectify that, he could never reconcile his arm development. So I hope that helps, Phil.
Yeah, and that's really amazing. And there's a lot of athletes out there who suffer from some sort of nerve damage that causes part of their body to just wither and not grow. It's, and you know, which has a lot to say about not just the influence of the work on muscle hypertrophy, but the work that stimulates new collateral changes in your peripheral nervous system. I mean, when you think about it, you know, like what you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, you know, if we pay it, there is absolutely certain techniques that seem to improve the inroads that the nervous system makes to muscle. And that those inroads typically are sought by people trying to get stronger. But those inroads also affect the growth of the muscle as well. And without them, as you point out, even heroic exercise will not make the muscle grow. It'll just make the muscle stronger, but it won't make the muscle grow.
Yeah, and if you're averse for whatever reason to going to a chiro, here's how else you can find out. Stand on two bathroom scales, 1 foot on each. Observe the difference each leg is, you know, carrying.
Bearing, right.
And that is usually indicative of some sort of spinal subluxation, meaning the vertebrae is rotated or you otherwise have an issue. And the other thing that you can do is, you know, for 3 weeks, perform unilateral work, you know, one arm, one leg at a time with the same weight. If you're coming up 2 to 3 reps shy on your left side of the body, you know something's going on.
Well, you know what? Mike Boyle, who is a, you know, wildly sought after strength and conditioning coach by major professional teams, does not have his guys squatting in a traditional sense any longer. He only does single leg work. And his opinion is you live life on one leg at a time. Unless you're standing still, which that doesn't matter. There's no athletic progression in standing still. Everything else you do is on your left leg or your right leg as you're transitioning back to your left leg, as you're transitioning back to your right leg. And so his opinion is, why would you train someone to do things in a position that is when they're standing still? Train them in a position that is when they are fluidly moving, and that is one leg at a time. What would you say to that, Rob?
I would say look at running and jumping, right? Fundamental to virtually any sport. What's going on there? One leg pushing at a time, you know, transitioning to the other leg, pushing at a time.
And I'll tell you something else I just noticed. Since I've been doing my box squats on the studio chair that I sit in to do the show, yeah. I have this is one of those swivel chairs.
Yeah.
I've noticed that when I launch out of the chair for some reason takes a clockwise rotation, and I have to keep pushing it back with the left hand to get it straight. So that means that as I'm leaving the chair for some reason, my body is leaving the chair unevenly. That's causing the chair to want to turn in a clockwise rotation instead of the chair should be motionless. I should sit down and come up. So I've started to focus on making sure that I have equal pressure on the heel of my left foot and my right foot. I take my shoes off now when I do them so that I can focus. And my goal is not just to do my box squats during the commercial break, but to do them with the least disruptive effect on the chair as I sit down and launch each time.
Wow. Now that is insightful.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know,
really?
you just think to yourself, like, why does this chair keep wanting to turn to the right? And why doesn't it, and why isn't it more random? Why doesn't it turn to the left once in a while? I am doing something that the cheek of my bottom on the right side and the cheek on the left side are doing something that is corkscrewing this chair as I launch out of it.
Yeah.
So it's got to be something to do with an imbalance in my legs as I launch. So there you go. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, the blueprint tip of the day. I haven't heard about this since I was on Mind and Muscle's website. God, how long ago is that? I'm like, Rob is reviving the dead. Lazarus, Rob, Lazarus is with us as we come up. When we come back, we've got a great blueprint tip of the day from Rob Regish. The Blueprint Power Hour is brought to you by Mass Pro Synthogen. If you don't believe in it, it's because you've never tried it. Because everybody who's tried it believes in it. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Multivitamin Patch banner ad today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultra Male RX, Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get strong, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, we'll be talking about a very important discussion. And it's going to be about blood viscosity. Something that you haven't heard about before, I predict. But you need to know about, especially if you're on HRT or TRT. But even if you're not on HRT or TRT, this plays an important role in the etiology of a variety of different disorders and diseases, many of which will kill you. Talk about people who have sudden death. There may be a reason why. That's later in the show. Okay, so Rob Regish, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
The tip of the day is Back from the Dead, product called Sesame. So in 2007, the owner of Avant Labs, I believe his name was Celeb Stone.
Caleb Stone.
Caleb Stone.
There you go.
My apologies. Introduced a promising new supplement known as Sesafin. That was their brand name for Sesamin. There was a lot of excitement over its potential to mitigate fat loss, particularly when bulking, along with many other attributes that were showing up in the research literature. Shortly after being introduced, though, it seemed to fall out of favor. And in my opinion, it's really a shame. And Sesamin deserves to be on your short list of supplement staples, or at least, taking a good, hard second look at this stuff. So in this installment of the tip of the day, I'd like to reacquaint the listeners with what it is, what it does, and what it can do for you. Sesamin is a lignin, isolated from sesame seeds. And a lignin is simply a molecule that combines with another entity that acts as a catalyst of sorts in the body. In the case of sesamin, it binds to and activates a receptor known as PPAR-alpha, which is highly expressed in the muscle tissue, the kidneys, liver, and heart. It's involved heavily in the regulation of lipid metabolism, specifically the transcription of genes involved in the burning of free fatty acids. So it was Sesamin's effects on PPAR-alpha and fat burning that really got the ball rolling. In fact, one study showed it elevated free fatty acid oxidation by as much as tenfold. You can see now what all the excitement was about. So here then was the promise of a fat burner with broad appeal. And as we'll see in a second, its benefits don't stop there. Tessamine's other attributes are numerous and include the following. It increases the rate of fat oxidation via an increase in fat-burning enzymes. Simultaneously, a downregulation in the enzymes that store fat was observed. It's also been shown to increase insulin sensitivity, spare glucose, act as a potent antioxidant, increase HDL, or good cholesterol, decrease bad cholesterol, lower blood pressure, improve liver and kidney health, act as a potent anti-inflammatory, and on top of all that, it's non-stimulatory to the central nervous system. In short, you'd be hard-pressed to find another nutraceutical that has such a broad beneficial effect on so many bodily functions. In addition to being great for general health, those factors make it a must-use product for certain populations. And I'm talking about people that are experiencing very high levels of stress, those using androgens and regular users of stimulants or alcohol come to mind. The real question on my mind is, why isn't everybody using that stuff, using this stuff?
Yeah, why isn't it? I mean, we forgot about it.
Well, it may be that we forgot about it, but it really brings us to my next point, which is this, real-world feedback. Much like 7-Keto-DHEA, as we discussed last week, I suspect Sessamine was spurred by what I call stimulant envy. Most consumers want to feel something, right, when they take a supplement. And that's an easy trick to pull when you load your product with caffeine, DMAA, geranamine, or a sprinkle of Yohimbe. Some companies do all three. Lacking a stimulant quality, my feeling is Sessamine was prematurely dismissed, if not as a fat loss agent, then certainly for its health-promoting effects. Having said all of that, I put it to the test personally, I think it was circa 2008. To my great surprise, it noticeably reduced fat gain in my abdominal area on a bulking diet. Now, I'll be the first to also say I did not have blood work done to validate its other benefits. I can tell you I spoke to several people who did have blood work done and saw a profound benefit to their, you know, all the various markers that I just spoke to. Most importantly, cholesterol values when they were running pro-hormones. I can also say that I observed no ill effects. I had a general feeling of well-being when running it. Now, granted, I'm a study of one, but if you peruse the old reviews that are still out there online, you're going to find feedback that squares up nicely with my experience. As far as dosing goes, and its synergy with other stuff, in particular fish oil, most users can expect some or all of those benefits using 4 grams of Sessamine a day, provided each gram is standardized to contain 500 milligrams of Sessamine lignans. It gets even better when fish oil is in the mix. For example, a 2004 study conducted in Japan entitled Interaction of Dietary Fat Types and Sessamine on Hepatic Fatty Acid Oxidation in Rats concluded with the following statement. A diet containing Sessamine and fish oil in combination synergistically increased hepatic fatty acid oxidation primarily through upregulation of the gene expression of peroxisomal fatty acid oxidation enzymes. That's a long way of saying the two together dramatically boosted fat burning. So based upon those findings, I'm going to recommend 4 grams a day of Sessamine taken alongside the typical 3 to 6 grams of fish oil that most people use, which brings us to product recommendations and the low-cost shopping that I usually do for folks. Over at smartpowders.com, you can find a 180-count bottle of Sivations Sessamine retailing for just $17. And at 4 caps a day, it's a full month's supply. Here's the bottom line on Sessamine. Like 7-Keto-DHEA, Sessamine seems to have been overlooked in the marketplace. And given its broad range of benefits, attractive price point, and outstanding safety profile, this is one supplement that's worthy of your consideration. At well under a dollar a day, I deem Sessamine worth a second look.
And just a final word on 7-Keto, okay?
Yeah.
After talking with Adele Musa at length about 7-Keto's effect on thyroid hormone, what he has discovered after reading through the research is the way that 7-Keto appears to improve thyroid hormone metabolism in tissue is by suppressing cortisol. So I started experimenting with my entire 200 milligram dose an hour and a half before bed, and I can tell you that I am sleeping a lot better too.
So, yeah, well, remember I mentioned that last week?
Yeah. So just to give you some anecdotal feedback, I take the whole 200 milligrams right before bed, about an hour to an hour and a half before bed, with some fat, preferably some coconut oil, and then hit the bed, and I'm sleeping deeper, and we'll see what the effects are as far as body temperature and fat burning goes. But clearly it will not cause you not to sleep. So there you go.
Yeah. Two overlooked products, both 7-Keto DHEA, and this week I bring to you Sesamen. Give those a look. They have vast potential for increasing your health and performance.
Rob Regish, as always, thank you for bringing the game, brother.
You got it, man. I love doing it.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Actually, I think this week we have a roundtable discussion, but I'll get to you on email on that one, okay?
You got it.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Michael Kaplan and Dr. Jared Scowron on. We're going to talk about blood viscosity. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEY NaturalUSA.com.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntoBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntoBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntoBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. We're going to have a discussion that you have not heard before, not from your doctor, not from your favorite health guru, certainly not from the Wizard of Oz. I'm joined now by Dr. Michael Kaplan from Meridian Valley Labs, and of course, our favorite naturopath, Dr. Jared Scowron. How are you guys doing?
Oh, good, really Carl. Well, good to hear from you again.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Okay. All right, so let's start off with Dr. Scowron for a moment, okay, because he's not going to be able to be with us for the entire interview. Why, when you emailed me, I said, well, this is nothing more than hematocrit. Why does it matter what I know about my blood viscosity? So let's talk about that first. Why should people even care what their blood viscosity is?
Well, let me tell you a story that happened to me a couple months ago. I was talking to my grandmother, and my grandmother is a 93-year-old Polish lady who still lives at home alone and, you know, does everything for herself. And she's barely on any medicines except for a little bit of Coumadin as a blood thinner. And, you know, she's a perfect example of health and living well. And I was on the phone with her a couple months ago, and she started slurring her words. Okay. And of course, as most people know, that's a big warning sign for a stroke. And so we got her to the hospital. She was having some TIAs, and we were able to put her on a therapy to keep her alive and keep her well and keep her out of the hospital. And this was a warning sign for me because heart disease and vascular disease, both in the heart and the brain, are the number one killers in America that we need to know about the thickness of our blood, the viscosity of our blood, just not how it clots, but if it's like sludge or not.
Okay, so let's talk about this. This in medicine, this term is called hemodynamics, number one. And that is the dynamic effect of the blood. And if anyone has ever worked with a pump, I don't care, pick a pump, a pool pump, a fish tank pump, you know that if something gets too thick, you start trying to pump mud instead of liquid, the pump burns out because of increased friction. When we think about friction in the body, we should look at it through the eyes of inflammation. When the body has to work harder circulating blood, that causes inflammation in the plumbing and in the pump. And all of the accessory organs that seem to be sensitive to hemodynamic changes, i.e. the kidneys, the heart, the brain. What else, Dr. Scowron?
Oh, the liver, you know, kidneys and livers, you know, I know your listeners are always up on health and doing different liver detoxes and stuff, but liver and kidneys are the way we get our bad stuff out of our system, and if those start to fail, that's when we start to fail.
Okay, now, Dr. Kaplan.
Yes.
I go to the doctor because I'm on HRT. My doctor watches my hematocrit, which is my red blood cell count, correct?
Right,
okay.
Right.
He's interested in that because he feels that as the volume of red blood cells increase, which it does, because of the erythropoietic effect of some of these hormones, then right. my blood becomes denser. Is this not just another form of viscosity changing effects of red blood cells?
Yes, in fact, the hematocrit or the percentage of red blood cells compared to the total amount of cellular volume in the blood makes a big impact on hematocrit. And certainly we want to have a good number of red blood cells to carry oxygen to all of our tissues, but too much red blood cells is actually not a good thing, and it does adversely affect the thickness of the blood or viscosity.
But isn't it just that reason? That's the only reason. Look, too much, more red blood cells means greater oxygenation, regardless of whether you're looking for athletic performance like cyclists who use erythropoietin or high altitude training to increase red blood cell count. The real damage with this is the fact that mechanically the blood becomes thicker, right?
That's right. Thicker blood is abrasive blood. And as you said earlier, as you're working with the blood flowing through a closed system, there's no pressure release valve anywhere. As the thickness increases, the abrasiveness increases. And you said something really interesting with the hematocrit and the performance. Certainly, like I said, we need a good amount of red blood cells to carry oxygen to our tissues, but at a point, there is a level of diminishing returns, such that a very high level of hematocrit actually does not deliver more oxygen to the tissues, and it's the increase in viscosity that's one of the reasons that prevents that sort of more is better approach with red blood cells or hematocrit.
Okay, so Dr. Scourin, so you have tested for hematocrit, I'm sure, on your patients for a very, very long time, correct?
Well, of course. I mean, the most common test is a CBC that's got your red blood cells and hematocrit. And I'll tell you, I met Dr. Kaplan, about a month ago. He came down to the University of Bridgeport where I teach. And, he shared with me this viscosity lab, and I was just blown away because everybody needs this. Anybody with a history of heart disease, anybody on HRT, anybody who's concerned about, what we're talking about the sludge and about inflammation, needs to have this done.
Well, we do it to our cars, right? When our car, when we've driven our car, the oil in our car too long, the viscosity changes. It either gets too thin in the way of a car and increases the breakdown due to heat and friction, or it gets too thick and can't flow nicely over the parts, which has the same result. It causes a greater degree of friction, and it breaks down the engine. So, Dr. Kaplan, when did the light bulb go off within the medical orthodoxy that, hey, viscosity is an independent measurement? We really need to start looking at this.
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's something that I've really grappled with myself because the importance of viscosity has been well known in certain academic circles, in certain research circles, but not very well known, to be honest with you, in clinical circles. I'm happy to report that that's changing today, but this is something that really, we need to get the word out a little bit better in terms of clinical circles. And, in terms of what Dr. Scourin was saying in terms of how heart disease is the number one killer, I really appreciate hearing the story. I hope your grandmother as well. It's the number one killer of women, which is somewhat surprising given how most women may be more worried about breast cancer
right.
than heart disease.
Right. Okay, so now let's talk about something else. I tend to try not to sensationalize shows. But I did use a little sensationalization in this particular show when I billed it today. And I said that the discussion can actually save your life. And let me tell you my thinking behind this. I've talked about this on the show before. And I even talked about it with a scientist once who did not necessarily disagree, but also didn't agree with me. I said, I've had several uncles who had heart attacks after going to a family wedding and drinking and eating all night long, and especially eating fatty food all night long, and then went home and died in their sleep. As a child, I didn't put anything together. But now that I understand how the body and the processes work, I started thinking perhaps they had a stenosis, maybe an artery with 70% plaque buildup in near the heart. And then the meal that they had nutritionally increased the viscosity of the blood to an almost wax-like substance, and now the heart is in trouble. Dr. Kaplan, is this a far-fetched idea that I am promoting here, or am I closer to the truth than many would agree?
Well, certainly, I think there may be something to that in terms of that very near-term dietary or environmental influence changing viscosity. But likely what was going on in that situation, if we could hypothesize, is that these individuals sadly had a higher underlying level of viscosity to begin with.
Mm.
And in terms of the timing of the event, I don't know that anything, you know, that we can really say for sure. But, you know, in terms of the sensationalism you're talking about earlier, you know, let me give you some hard facts here, because this was something that really struck me. In 2009, UCLA put out a web report that shockingly described that 75% of people hospitalized for heart attacks actually had normal cholesterol levels.
Yes.
And normal was defined as the current national guidelines for cholesterol management. 75%.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not sure if that was an issue for the relatives that you were talking about, but, you know, viscosity is something that can affect your health adversely even if you have normal cholesterol.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking today with Dr. Michael Kaplan, and he is with, Meridian Valley Labs in Renton, Washington, and, of course, our favorite naturopath, Dr. Jared Scowron, author of 101 Natural Remedies for Your Child, which you can get at Amazon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
With the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I have a quick question for Dr. Scourin. Are we looking for lower and lower hematocrit to be healthy? I got to believe that somewhere in the higher range is healthier, but not to the excess that we're talking about where it increases blood viscosity.
Yeah, I think that. And, you know, what I really wanted to talk to your listeners about are the warning signs. You know, for me as a clinical physician, I'm looking for the warning signs in my patients so that I can run this lab. You know,
and that was my next question. Is it a silent, is it silent or are there symptoms?
There are symptoms, and I know Dr. Kaplan's got a couple of these, and he's really the expert when it comes to the labs and what the labs are doing. But the thing that I'm looking for is the ability for your blood vessels to function, and that's getting oxygen everywhere. So you can look on your skin, and you know, people who have different spider veins on their skin, there's going to be a problem with your blood vessels. People who start to get lightheaded, people who start to have foggy brain, you know, these are all symptoms of oxygen not getting to different parts of their body. And people who have palpitations, I'll tell you, I listen to people's hearts day in and day out. I hear people who have heart problems and they don't even know it. I hear people with skip beats, I hear palpitations, I hear murmurs, and they don't feel a thing. So you really need to get checked out so you can make sure you're healthy, and it's more than hemoglobin. It's more than hematocrit.
So running the blood viscosity test on those individuals,
yeah.
If you find out that their blood viscosity is high, and we're going to talk about with Dr. Kaplan methods of reducing blood viscosity, when you get the blood viscosity back in line, are some of these issues reversed, like the palpitations and so on?
Yes, I mean, it's multifactorial. There's many things going on here, and you know, we're always looking at minerals and electrolytes, especially potassium and magnesium that I see people low on. But, you know, you need blood flow, and if the heart's not getting oxygen, it's going to spasm until it does.
And Dr. Kaplan, is this not just a mechanical issue here? When the blood is so thick, the internal pressure of this closed system gets so high that everything starts to get out of whack?
Well, yes. I mean, I think when you say mechanical, there's a lot to that. And by the way, all that we know about how a cholesterol plaque forms in terms of the biochemical events that actually form that plaque, if we were to dissect the plaque in terms of its anatomy, all of that is sort of intact in terms of our blood viscosity paradigm. What the blood viscosity paradigm, if you will, does is it takes us back to an earlier point in time and describes the initial inciting event that leads to that plaque formation in the first place.
Which is inflammation. It's inflammation.
Which is really inflammation, because if you think about the abrasiveness of the blood, that's going to
Wow.
Inflammation is going to be the currency of that abrasiveness.
And we've talked about this on the show. Cholesterol is not the villain. They're the victim. It's like, I always use the analogy, if I come to your home and I punch a hole in the wall and you spackle it, was the spackle the insult? No, me punching the hole in the wall was the insult. The spackle just was the remedy. So really, the insult in this case could potentially be promoted by blood viscosity. You may end up with the kind of inflammatory effects on the endothelium wall that then attracts plaque.
That's right. That's right. And certainly, you know, we don't want a person who has very high cholesterol, walking around unchecked and untreated. But you're right. Cholesterol is only one small piece of the puzzle, and it's not at all the inciting event.
Yeah. I know that Dr. Scourin has a patient to see. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a uncustomarily early commercial break. So that we can let him go on to his duties to his patients who need him so desperately. Dr. Scourin, thanks so much. First of all, Dr. Scourin is the one who brought this to my attention, so thank you for bringing the topic to the attention for the audience, number one. And, of course, thank you for always making yourself available to come on Superhuman Radio.
Oh, Carl, it's great. And, you know, when I met Dr. Kaplan again, it was such a mind-awakening for me, again, that people need to have this test done. You know, along with the other tests that you and I have talked about on the radio before, the MTHFR test, the homocysteine test. I mean, these are all things that you can investigate and you can treat so you can live longer and you can live happier and you can live healthier. The last time we were on the radio, we were talking about my new daughter and, you know, she's 3 months old now and I need to, you know, I want to make sure that I'm around because I'm going to be up in my 60s when she gets married, when she graduates from college. And, you know, I want to be there for those things. And that's what we really need to think about.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dr. Scourin.
Yeah, no problem. Good to talk to you, Carl.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we will converge with Dr. Michael Kaplan and further discuss this important topic of blood viscosity. We're going to tell you how you can get your blood tested. And also, if you do have high viscosity, what you can do to mitigate that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce Multivitamin Patch banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia.
nothing else. Go to WeighNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WeighNaturalUSA.com. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know what it is when it is when we do what we do. If good girls get down on the show.
Welcome back. We're talking this hour with Dr. Michael Kaplan from Meridian Valley Labs. We're talking about blood viscosity. We don't really give it much thought, do we? We probably think more about the viscosity of the oil in our car than the blood in our bodies. Okay. So, what other symptoms are there of blood viscosity issues? I know that Dr. Scourin indicated that you may have some others to contribute for people who are obviously looking for this. And then we'll talk about how people can be tested and then what they can do once they find out.
Sure. So symptoms of blood viscosity. Well, Dr. Scourin certainly touched on it. Having a heart attack or stroke, unfortunately, is, if you want to call it a symptom, is one of the sort of eventualities that can come about from high blood viscosity. And, you know, that's a reality we need to sort of live up to, because in terms of heart attack, there can be very few warning signs at times to sort of lead up to that. As a matter of fact, 20% of acute heart attacks are not preceded by angina or chest pain.
Right.
So there are studies that do show a positive association between higher blood viscosity and the event of having a heart attack.
And, and usually like a sudden death heart attack comes out of the blue, just happens like that.
Well, in the case of not having the angina coming first,
right,
yes.
Right,
yes.
Right. Okay, so what are the things that contribute to increased blood viscosity, Dr. Kaplan?
Sure. Okay, well, we talked about hematocrit, and that's probably one of the more important contributors to blood viscosity. Another very important contributor actually has to do with the flexibility or pliability of the red blood cell outer cell membrane.
Really?
So the squishiness, if you will, of the red blood cell matters in terms of blood viscosity. And what we want is actually to have nice, pliable, flexible red blood cells.
What influences that? The outer wall of the red blood cell's dexterity, if you will.
Sure. There's a couple of things that influence that, but before I get to that, let me just say, if you think about the red blood cells as they kind of creep their way through the very slender capillaries in our body, they have to really do a contortionist act to get through some of these very narrow capillaries, and that's normal. But if the red blood cell is very stiff and inflexible and rigid, then it's going to be very abrasive. It's going to scour those very delicate capillaries as it flows through. So that's really why we're worried about it. So in terms of what makes the difference in terms of red blood cell deformability, as we say, one of the important factors is the age of the cell. So many of your listeners might know that the average red blood cell lives for about 3 months.
Right, 120 days.
Or, excuse me, 4 months, 120 days.
Right.
And as the cells get older, the outer membrane actually gets more rigid. It actually, if you will, it gets more senescent. That's actually how it's described.
Okay.
So younger cells, a little bit more limber.
Hmm. Okay, so high turnover would be an important thing then.
Right. And so we'll get to that in terms of how we treat blood viscosity.
Yes.
And another thing is that our diet can actually influence the flexibility of the membrane. The fats in particular.
I was just going to say omega-3s by any chance?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because those polyunsaturated fatty acids integrate into our cell membranes and make all cell membranes more flexible, and then you have a whole host of benefits, not just the flexibility.
Right, okay. What about hydration? Does that have a bearing on viscosity of blood?
Absolutely, absolutely. The thickness of the plasma, which is actually the part of the blood that has no cells in it. So
right.
If we were to take all the cells out, we'd be left with plasma, and that's really where hydration makes the biggest impact. And, you know, certainly as people who commonly have a mindset toward natural medicine, natural health, hydration's number one, always.
Right.
And so, absolutely.
What other things play a role in affecting the viscosity of blood in a negative way, making it thicker, so to speak?
Okay. So if your hematocrit gets too high, you know, and whether that be from certain disease states or whether that be from certain medications, we talked about testosterone. And by the way, of course, testosterone supplementation, if a person is deficient, is a very healthy, very important thing for them to do under the care of a doctor. So I'm not for one moment besmirching testosterone replacement therapy, but it needs to be done with care. And one of the common side effects is an elevated hematocrit. So
yes,
that could be one thing that exacerbates.
And this is a this is a dose dependent effect. For those out there using super physiological doses of androgens for sports-related reasons, tend to have very, very dangerously high hematocrit levels. And quite often, it's recommended that they be phlebotomized from time to time, which we'll talk more about in a moment as we get down into the deeper into the what people can do to help. How do people get tested? Can I just come to your website and get tested? Do I have to have a practitioner order a test? How does this work?
Yeah, that's a good question. So at Meridian Valley Lab, believe in it, offering as much access as possible to health-minded consumers, and so you do not need a physician's prescription. Although we recommend still working with a physician or healthcare practitioner. But no, you can order this test yourself, and you can contact us at meridianvalleylab.com.
Okay, what does it run to have one of these tests done?
It's $199, and it does require a blood draw. So you
you have to find the phlebotomist, or are we talking about a prick your finger drip on a Wattman blotter?
That's a good question. No, it does require standard phlebotomy or venipuncture, the kind that comes out of your arm.
Okay, so and that's really reasonably priced. You can actually get that done for about $6 to $11 at LabCorp or Quest Diagnostic, and most of them accept walk-in. You walk in with your test kit, they put your name on a list, somebody calls you, they, you know, puncture your skin, they fill up the vial, they wrap it up, and they'll even, does that come with a shipping envelope so that they can ship it for you, or is that something the end user has to ship as well?
It comes in a kit that has all the materials that a person would need, including the return shipping equipment.
Yeah, so what'll happen is, wherever you get your blood drawn, they'll take it from you, and then you just walk out without it. They'll ship it on to the lab, which means, you probably shouldn't do it on a Friday afternoon because you wanted to get there the next day, I would imagine, right?
That's right. It does come back overnight, and we do recommend, you know, not shipping on a Friday.
And I would imagine every day it spends in the test tube, there's the potential for the reading to change. Is that true?
Well, it's stable for a number of days.
Okay.
And so that's really not a problem, so long as it, you know, ships back to us, like we say, not on a Friday so that we receive it when we're closed, there's really no issue.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and do this. Let's take our last commercial break now. When we come back, we'll wrap this up. We're talking with Dr. Michael Kaplan from Meridian Valley Labs about getting tested for blood viscosity. This is an important test, especially for those of us who are on hormone replacement therapy. If you want to order it through your doctor, order it through your doctor. Make sure they go to Meridian to get it done. We're going to talk about more about why that should be when we come back for the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Michael Kaplan from Meridian Valley Labs in Renton, Washington, about blood viscosity testing. Okay, so I get my blood viscosity tested. What does the reading come back like? Are there a variety of variables that are looked at, or is it just a numeric value, you know, on a scale of 0 to 100, good being, you know, the lower number, bad being the higher number, here's where you are type of a thing?
That's a good question. So the first thing that you get back is a CBC. As Dr. Skowron made mention of earlier, CBC is one of the more basic blood tests there is, and it stands for complete blood count. And it's just a nice way to sort of add sort of a piece of information that anchors the blood viscosity measurements. In terms of the blood viscosity itself, you get 2 numbers. And the numbers are reported units of pressure in the system. So the reason why we give you 2 numbers is because it turns out that blood viscosity actually changes within every pair of heartbeats. And not to get too technical, the blood actually goes, you know, thicker, thinner with every pair of heartbeats. So we don't want to report just one value. We want to report two values that corresponds with systole, which is when the heart is contracting, and diastole, when the heart is in momentary relaxation.
Okay, so this is an effect of compression, you're saying. Then when you were saying thicker, thinner, what we're really talking about is compressed and uncompressed blood. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And so as the blood viscosity is changing from systole to diastole back again, the viscosity is changing, and so we report those two numbers so that we can actually know a more broad-based view or have a more broad-based perspective on what the viscosity is. And that, by the way, is actually one of the more recent advances in the science of blood viscosity. It used to be that the technology we had, we could only report one number.
Right.
That was the pressure, the viscosity that exists in systole. But it turns out that for a lot of reasons, you know, based on fluid dynamics, the blood actually gets much, much thicker in diastole when the heart is momentarily relaxed.
Really?
So we want to know. Yes, it's very surprising. And so we want to know what that diastolic viscosity value is, because that value can actually be as much as 3 or 3.5 times greater than the pressure that it is when the heart is contracting.
Okay, so I have so many questions bouncing around in my head. Does viscosity influence blood pressure overall?
Well, they're linked. So if we take a step back for a moment and we think about all of the conventional cardiovascular risk factors that we know about.
Yeah, cholesterol, age, which thickens the blood, high blood pressure, which obviously is going to create a change in hemodynamics.
Right. And then things we don't have any control over, like your age and your gender, whether things we can control, like whether or not
Dr. Kaplan, this is the United States. You have control over your gender.
Pardon me. No, it's the year 2012, so even more so. But in any event, if we were to take all those conventional cardiovascular risk factors that we know about and roll them all up together, what we have is a common denominator is blood viscosity.
Mm.
Blood viscosity has been shown to be independently linked with all of them. So we're not actually replacing or demoting any of those existing risk factors that we talk about or we hear about in conventional circles. We're just sort of adding to it and sort of perhaps
quantifying it. You're taking it, creating a meaningful number to look. So it sounds to me like blood viscosity is the result of a formulary approach. You're looking at a variety of different markers that are identifiable in traditional lab testing environments. And then you're saying, this has this gravity, that has that gravity, this influences it this way, this influences it that way, and you're coming up with a formulary for viscosity? Or are you actually testing for viscosity by using some reagent or some methodology?
Well, it's a little bit more the latter, meaning we're actually doing a direct measurement of the thickness of the blood. We're not calculating it based upon the risk factors, even though they are connected. We're actually using a piece of machinery that has the ability to measure the thickness itself directly of the blood.
Mm. It's a guy who smears some blood on a slide, right? And that's thick. That's really thick. No, I'm kidding.
Well, actually, it's interesting how it works. Is the blood is, it's a very dynamic process. The blood is drawn up into a U-shaped tube, and then if you kind of picture the letter U in your mind, the blood is warmed up to room temperature, and then the blood undergoes a roller coaster ride, if you will, as it goes from one side of the letter U to the other, back and forth, and then that's how we're able to simulate the change in viscosity in the body.
Wow.
And then we're actually measuring the thickness directly therein.
Are you the only lab that's actually doing this right now?
We're the only commercial laboratory that's doing it that we know of that's doing this. You know, this this technology, like I said earlier, has been available in research circles and some academic circles, but we're happy to be able to offer it commercially for the benefit of your listeners and your physicians.
Yeah, we have a lot of physicians actually listen to the show. So can a physician code for this and turn it into an insurance company, you think?
Yes, there is what's called a CPT code that's available. That's sort of an insurance billing code that goes along with it.
Right.
And then that patient can submit on their own to their own insurance company.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people nowadays, where, you know, they're looking for anything that they can get the insurance company to pay for.
Understandable, yeah.
All right, so let's say you come back and the lab work comes back give me an example of a bad reading. There would be two numbers. So let's say I had very high blood viscosity, because of lifestyle and hormone replacement and so on. What potentially could my test say? Give me some numbers. Like it would be, you know, 64 over 48, or what would it say?
Sure. So, we have these two numbers, as I said, and an ideal value, start there. So the ideal value would be what we sort of read it as if it were a standard blood pressure measurement, but you'll notice in this case the lower number's on top.
Mm.
So an ideal value is 40 over 100.
Okay.
40 over 100, and then, you know, as it... higher values beyond a certain range become problematic.
So if you had a 70 over 160, this is a very, very thick blood, correct?
That's right.
So let's say I get my lab work back, you know, and I'm one of these guys who's using more testosterone than my doctor recommends and he doesn't know about it, and I get it back and mine is 90 over 190 and I go, holy mackerel, my heart is pumping wax through my veins. What do I do?
Okay, so let's start with the basics. Again, we mentioned good hydration. That is really the number one thing that really all of us should be preoccupied with in terms of good health. It matters in terms of your blood viscosity. There's a few other things that I'll take you through here, and some are sort of obvious, like the fish oil that we've already talked about that influences the flexibility of the membrane. There are other things that may not be so obvious. One of them, believe it or not, I'm sure your listeners are familiar with this, is to identify and remove food allergies.
Really?
Because a high level of circulating immune globulins, and that's sort of a otherwise known as antibodies.
Right.
And certainly there are other diseases
which occupy the serum portion of the blood, right?
The plasma. That's
the plasma portion of the blood.
That's right. That influences viscosity. So there are other. So I mention this because we're very interested in doing whatever we can from a nutritional point of view to influence health, and that's a profound one. And then you actually mentioned it earlier. I should make mention of it now myself, and that is donating blood from time to time.
Yeah, periodic and planned phlebotomization, especially for postmenopausal women.
That's right. Now, this can be done, quote-unquote, therapeutically, and all that means is under doctor's supervision in a doctor's office. They can take out a very specific amount that's custom-tailored to the patient, or going to donate blood at the local blood bank is oftentimes a very useful thing to do, makes a big difference in blood viscosity. And as a matter of fact, there was a study that took a look at the hemodynamic benefits of donating blood, and they found, and this was really startling, they found that blood donors had an 88% decreased risk of having a stroke.
Oh, you know what? We've done shows just on phlebotomization. There are anti-aging benefits. There's lots of evidence out there that we accumulate metals in tissue. One of the ways to get rid of some of the metals is to give blood regularly and allow your body a way to get them out, which they can't on their own, other than a good bloodletting from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of interesting when we think about sort of the old lore, the old, you know, history of bloodletting. But certainly there's a lot of hard science behind it. If done properly and if done in a very regulated way.
Now, you said a custom-tailored amount. Isn't the one pint every couple months the most that a person can give? Or are you suggesting that people give more or less when you say a customized amount with your doctor? When you're just going purely for a phlebotomization, just to rid some blood.
Well, okay, yeah, when I say customized amount, some people don't need to give the full one unit every 2.5 months that the blood bank might, you know, take out. You know, that would be about the most that we would sort of talk about as being relatively safe.
Right.
But other people who don't necessarily have a very high level of blood viscosity may be able to achieve their goals with less, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Now, and if your doctor works with us, we can advise them in terms of how to custom tailor that approach for their patients.
Now, taking into account the 120-day life cycle of the red blood cell, white blood cells, I believe, live longer or shorter. I forget what it was. I know it's different. And that we have a closed system, and we carry an average of what, 6 pints of blood in us? Is that right? Or 8 pints of blood in us? I forget what it is. It's not a lot.
In that range, yeah. Yeah.
Theoretically, if I went and gave a pint of blood every 2 months, what could I expect to be the best possible outcome over what period of months where I would have removed as much old blood as possible? Is it possible to ever get to the point where if you did this systematically and you did it with dedication, that by the second year, you've got pretty much 80% fresh blood running around in your body? Is it possible?
Yeah, I don't know that research has been done yet, but I think we can definitely do the thought experiment that the more regularly you donate blood, the higher and higher incremental proportion you're going to have of young red blood cells.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know your listeners are very interested in athletic performance. There's a huge benefit, I believe, to be had there. You know, one thing that says, and it probably goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, and that is good hydration needs to go hand in hand with phlebotomy, because you're taking out cells when you give blood, but you're also losing a lot of fluid. And so really, really being very mindful about hydration and putting that, replacing that fluid is absolutely key to make this whole thing work, and not only for blood viscosity but for health in general. And as a matter of fact, some doctors who work with the science of treating blood viscosity will even give somebody a normal saline or just regular fluid IV to go along with their blood. Their therapeutic blood.
Interesting. So to replace what has been removed volume-wise.
That's right. That's right.
And I have to believe that. I have to believe that the changes in hemodynamics of the closed system, were removing a pint of blood and waiting for the body to reproduce enough blood, and obviously for you to be intake enough fluids to replace that. There's got to be a period of time where this artificially lowered blood pressure has to be beneficial to all the organs. I have to believe all the organs must go, oh wow, this is like being on vacation.
Well, so long as the person doesn't get dehydrated in the process, yes.
Yeah, because then they'll pass out.
Right, right.
That'll be the first sign. Okay, so this is a very interesting discussion. Do you see more and more doctors paying attention to this, or are they still kind of, you know, I'm talking about the mainstream medical orthodoxy. Are they even paying attention to this, or is it just the doctors that are on the cutting edge of trying to bring real science to their patients that are paying attention to this?
We are seeing more and more, and as a matter of fact, there's actually I was really happy to see, believe it or not, I believe this very month, there's a medical textbook that is hitting the market. It's from Johns Hopkins University Press, and I believe the name of the textbook is Advancing Medicine Through Nutrition. And it's a medical textbook, and there's a chapter on hyperviscosity syndrome, authored by probably the two experts in the field, Dr. Young Cho and Dr. Ralph Holsworth. So it's getting out there. It's getting more and more into the mainstream, and of course we're very excited about that.
Yeah, and obviously nutritionally, things like high levels of green vegetables, high in vitamin K, can actually increase blood viscosity. Correct?
Well, It's a good question you ask. Vitamin K has to do with clotting factors, and certainly we need a healthy amount of vitamin K to make certain clotting factors. I don't know that there's a dose-dependent effect where more vitamin K equals more clotting potential.
Well, if you ask a doctor, if you ask a doctor who's prescribing Coumadin or warfarin to a patient,
sure,
they'll say, "Now look, no cruciferous vegetables while you're taking this because it'll actually counteract the effect, the blood thinning effects of the Coumadin."
Well, you're right in that. In that case, they very tightly monitor dietary sources of vitamin K. What they're looking for specifically in that case is keeping the vitamin K within a tight range.
Right.
Not too high, not too low. So they actually want to keep things more or less constant. But you know what's really interesting about Coumadin in particular is we don't yet have any information that specifically says that Coumadin has any influence on blood viscosity.
Really?
And I think what's going on there is it speaks to the difference between the blood's ability to clot and the native thickness itself. They're really not the same things.
Right. One is the nature of a fluid, and the other one is the nature of clotting. I can see what you're saying. Yeah,
right,
that's really
right.
Interesting. That's really, really interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, The cement analogy can be somewhat useful. You know, if we think about cement before it hardens, you know, the viscosity is sort of, you know, made up by the sort of the gravel and the rocks and all the other ingredients that go into it. The speed at which it's going to harden, that's the clotting potential, and that can be altered with different additives and different and other things that they do. So clotting is really more the speed at which the body has the ability to form a clot, not the native thickness itself.
Okay. Yeah, that's really interesting. Okay, so just thinning the blood per se may not change viscosity. It will to some degree, but things that have an anti-clotting effect, things that make you bleed more, like omega-3s, you know, you take fish oil, your blood gets... it doesn't clot as fast. If you take a lot of ginger extract, your blood doesn't clot as fast. But that may or may not, and not saying that it doesn't, but it doesn't necessarily have to play a role in viscosity.
Well, omega-3s do, and I think we can do the thought experiment that something like ginger that influences perfusion, among other things, is going to positively, you know, be a healthy thing for blood viscosity. But in terms of you know, the anti-clotting medications, that's not going to affect,
yeah,
you know, back to the abrasiveness that we were talking about earlier, that's not going to affect the level of abrasiveness that, you know, creates that inflammation on the inner lining of the blood vessel.
If somebody shows up at their doctor and has some symptoms, and the symptoms tend to coincide with the blood viscosity, so the test is ordered, and the person comes back with very, very high blood viscosity, and then undergoes techniques and remedies to reduce blood viscosity over the course of months, is retested, and their blood viscosity is now in a much better range. Do we see a subsiding of some of the symptoms that they presented?
Yeah, let's talk about some of the other symptoms besides, you know, heart attack and stroke.
Right.
If we think about anything that relies on healthy blood flow, good perfusion. So let's talk about the health of the brain. You know, we don't just see this manifest in terms of a stroke. We see it manifest in terms of cognitive function and memory. And as a matter of fact, the case has even been made that Alzheimer's disease has a very strong component that has to do with good perfusion.
Mm.
So any area of the body where we're relying on perfusion. Another example would be the manifestations of diabetes. When we think about what's called peripheral artery disease, you know, when people get problems within their toes and their fingertips, and people who have very advanced diabetes, that has to do with poor perfusion. And again, that relates back to blood viscosity.
What are those symptoms? Do they get like paresthesia or numbness, or what are the symptoms of somebody who has that? Peripheral artery disease.
Yeah, certainly that can be a symptom of the peripheral artery disease. You know, we can't say that fixing the blood viscosity is going to take all of that away, but really I can't name anything that's as fundamental as taking a look at blood viscosity.
I have to believe if you look at the body like you look at agriculture, you have a field, you're planting seeds, but your irrigation system fails to deliver water to that area, you can fix that by getting the irrigation system to work again, and the seeds will grow. So, you know, when you talk about blood, it's bringing so much to the landscape of your body. And if there's areas that it can't get in and do the job, well, that's going to be barren land. It's not going to work. It's going to die off.
That's right. I mean, you know, blood flows and carries nutrients, carries oxygen. We want the blood to be able to deliver those critical things to all of the distant parts of our body. And if it can't do that, then there's all kinds of problems that may develop.
This is a great discussion. I hope those of you out there who are on HRT especially will talk to your physician about having your blood viscosity checked. Since they incorporate the CBC into this viscosity test, your doctor, who will probably order a CBC for you, along with other things like renal function and hepatic function and so on, can just replace his current CBC with this test, and it will include the viscosity. Am I incorrect by suggesting that?
That's correct. And as a matter of fact, I mentioned Dr. Ralph Holsworth, who authored the chapter in this brand new textbook that's about to come out. He and others have actually suggested that blood viscosity should, in fact, be the sixth vital sign. It's
of
that
the CBC.
Important.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
I agree. Listen, Dr. Kaplan, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about this very, very important topic. I know I'm going to have my blood viscosity checked.
As soon as
I can carve a chunk of it out of my vein and send it off, I'll have to put a match to it to get it to melt first so I can get it into the vial.
There you go. Thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, and thank you also to Dr. Jared Scarron. Those of you who know Dr. Scarron's been on the show numerous times. His website is jaredscarron.com. I know you can get his book at Amazon, 101 Natural Remedies for Your Child. And of course, check out MeridianValleyLabs.com on the internet to learn more. Tell your doctor about Meridian Valley. Get them to order your CBC there. Also, thanks to Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.